Senate Bill 23, sponsored by Democrat Johnny Ellis from Anchorage, would remove the civil liabilities from doctors who prescribe, as well as trained bystanders who administer, the opiate antidote known as naloxone, often called by its brand name Narcan. In other words, SB 23 aims to get the prescription drug, which is not a controlled substance, into the hands of more people who may need it to save lives in cases of opioid overdoses. For more on this, I'm joined by Sarah Evans of Dillingham, who is a legislative aide to Senator Johnny Ellis. Sarah, good morning. Thanks for making time from Juneau.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Senate Bill 23, what's the importance of this and what is it all about here?
Well, Senator Ellis, about 25 years ago, he read in a New York Times article that in the future, the drug of choice, the drug that was really going to cause an epidemic in our country was not cocaine or crack or anything. It was going to be opioid overdoses from prescription medicine. And so, and we've seen that come to Alaska and hit us hard. And, you know, what it starts out with is usually younger kids, they get opioid prescriptions for, you know, if they break a leg or if they go to the dentist and get their teeth pulled, and these drugs are very, very addictive. And once they get that, they get addicted to it, and then they start finding it on the street, and the habit gets really expensive with all the pills. And then they turn to heroin because heroin is much cheaper, it's easier to find, and then they get hooked on that. And so actually, Jay Butler, who's our chief medical officer, testified at our latest bill hearing for Senate Bill 23 that last year, 54 Alaskans died of opioid painkillers overdoses, and another 34 Alaskans died from heroin overdoses. 8 of them were just in Juneau alone. So, you know, the time is now to pass this life-saving legislation.
So that's the problem in a nutshell. Tell me what these drugs, naloxone, brand name Narcan, could do, and how does the bill make them more accessible?
Right. Okay. So naloxone is a prescription drug. It's not a controlled substance and has no abuse potential. It's most commonly injected into like a vein or muscle for fast action, or there's also a nasal spray that you can spray. And what it does is when someone is having an overdose through opioid or heroin, their brain receptors get covered by the opioids. And what Narcan does is it goes into there and it clears off those receptors so that if a person stops breathing during an overdose, once those receptors get wiped clean of the opioids, they work again, and then the person is able to start breathing on their own. So literally, if you're having an overdose and your lips are blue, your fingers are blue, you're not breathing, or you're very small breath, all of a sudden you're just back to life. And the best thing about Narcan is that if you have no opiates in your system and somehow a Narcan is injected into you, it has no side effects whatsoever. It's a very safe drug.
Sarah, you're a legislative aide for Senator Ellis, who's a veteran of the state legislature. And one thing that people kind of know about is that legislative aides like yourself actually do a lot of the legwork on some of these pieces of legislation before the senator puts his signature on it and goes around the halls lobbying for it with folks and everything else. This is kind of your baby, right?
Well, I came into this bill. It had already been introduced, and a previous staffer, Amory Lelake, really got this bill moving, but I've stepped in and I've taken control over it, and it is my baby. I care a ton about this bill and passing it as soon as possible so that we can start saving lives. And so, you know, I work it with through staffers. I'm in offices every single day talking about our bill, trying to get a hearing on our bill so that we can get it passed.
We'll keep an eye on it from here. Sarah Evans, good to speak with you, and thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.